Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day, for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I wanted, it's just you and me, by the way. I've got some things I want to say about what's happened this week and about what happened specifically last night. This week, as you know, is the Democrat National Convention. And next week is the Republican National Convention. And I'm pretty sure that at least in modern times, this has never happened before, where the two conventions were literally back-to-back. I mean, this is, if you think about it, we had 2 weeks of the Olympics. Now we got 2 weeks of the convention. And if you were interested in both of those, you're going to have a month, like me, you're going to have a month of insomnia almost. You're going to have sleep deprivation, which I kind of have had for the last 3 weeks because I have kept up with both of them. I watch the Olympics. I love those. I love the Olympics. I don't care. I love the Summer Olympics, but I love the Winter Olympics. That's right. I don't have much of a life. But anyway, the convention this week, the Democrat convention, was a big deal, and they pulled it off. I mean, everything turned out well. There were no big controversies. I think all of the controversies of any significance were pretty much media driven, media developed and driven and perpetuated. The Clintons worked and played well with others. They played nice. And delivered for Obama, I think. And we, you know, what happens in subsequently, we'll see. But it culminated in Senator Obama, acceptance speech last night. And I thought I would take a few minutes and talk about that, about what I saw, what I heard, what I think about that, and especially from. Part of my comments are general, but part of my thoughts are also, most of my thoughts are going to be, especially from the policy standpoint, are going to be around, as you know, around how they affect small businesses. I'll have a lot of that to interject in this thing. First, let me say that I was very impressed with Mr. Obama. Look, we already know he's a highly intelligent guy. We already know he's a great orator. And, you know, I think that's important for a president. I think a president should be able to speak so that we have confidence in them, so that we – and this is one – I think this is one of the challenges that Mr. Bush has. He's not a great orator. Now, I will tell you, I've heard him speak. I've been 20 feet from him a handful of times when he spoke to a group before without notes. I've heard him speak for 30, 40 minutes without notes. And he does a great job, but for some reason, you know, I don't know if he gets on television or whatever, he's not as good. But I think Mr. Obama I was very impressed with his speech, with the delivery of his speech, not with every element of his speech. There are some things that I think contradicted some parts of his speech where he actually contradicted himself during the speech, especially in the area of education. But it was a great speech. It was well delivered, extremely well delivered. I was moved, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, I'm no pushover, and this isn't my first rodeo. I was moved by the energy of his speech. I was impressed with that. It was also a historic moment. It was an historic moment because, as you know, Mr. Obama is an African American. He's a black man. And a national party in the United States has now nominated for the very first time in the history of our country someone from an African American. And that's a historic deal. The fact that it was on the 45th anniversary of Martin Luther King's speech, wow. I mean, what? I guess maybe somebody thought of that 6 months ago when they decided when the convention was going to be. I don't know, but that was pretty significant, pretty coincidental, and so it was a historic moment. But what I thought I would do today in the rest of the hour is of our time together this hour is I want to talk about what I liked about his speech, some of the things that I thought were really good about his speech. And that I think that if he could maintain that and actually accomplish that in an Obama administration would be good for this country. And then there are some things about his speech that concern me, and so we'll talk about those too. And that's coming up right after the next break. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I think this is Steely Dan to take us out. Little Marshall Tucker bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen, the great Marshall Tucker Band. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. Let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff for free. That's we're all there. Thanks to our corporate partners who help us pay the freight. We hope you'll thank them for that, too. Barack Obama gave his acceptance speech last night, as I said in the previous segment, and I wanted to talk to you about what I liked about his speech and what I'm concerned about his speech and about him. And by the way, I want you to know that I'm going to do the same thing, the exact same thing for John McCain. I'm going to tell you what I thought, what I liked about it, and what concerned me about it, because I have. There are things that I like about John McCain. There are things that concern me about John McCain. So I promise you that this is an equal opportunity show, as you should know by now. One of the things I liked about what Obama said, Senator Obama said yesterday in his speech, was his attitude about energy. He wants us to become independent. I like that. I think that's important. The United States needs to become independent. He says he wants to have, you know, cars running on. He's going to subsidize. I don't know how he's going to do it. Give tax advantages to the American automobile industry so they can create cars that run on alternative fuels. You know what? I think a public-private partnership to develop that kind of technology is a good thing. Give tax breaks. Give incentives to entrepreneurs. To innovators, not just the major car companies. Look at, you know, 55% of the innovations in the United States are created by small businesses. Don't just give it to the big guys. We don't need car manufacturers to build new technologies. We need scientists and researchers and inventors to create the technologies and then transfer that to the car companies so they can build cars. They're in the business of building cars, not so much creating innovations. So let's make sure that when we do these things he's talking about, that we're spreading the opportunity around. So I think that's a good thing. One of the problems with his energy plan, though, and this is a problem I've also got with John McCain, is Barack Obama has said he likes the cap and trade program. Cap and trade, that's where we place mandatory carbon emission restrictions on ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, unilaterally. The rest of the world doesn't do this. Unilaterally, we place this on ourselves, which will do nothing but make us uncompetitive. That's a loser. That's a bad deal. He didn't say cap and trade last night. I wish he talked about that. That would have been the honest thing for him to do. He left that out. But when you hear him talk about energy, when you hear him talking about how he wants to get this country self-sufficient and independent, you got to make sure he needs to be talking about the cap and trade issue. It's a very controversial thing, folks, and watch for that no matter who the politician is. Another thing that he said I thought was very good, and I think this is an example where his family could be a great example for a lot of families in the United States, and that's what he called family responsibility. Mothers and fathers staying together. Fathers being responsible for your children. This is something that, ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest, the black community in the United States has a problem with this. This is an issue that's going on right now that we've got to, the black leaders in America have got to establish, have got to help their young men take more responsibility for their families. It's just a fact. This is not coming just from me, folks. This is one of the facts. And seeing that family, the Barack Obama family, up there as a complete unit, him being responsible for his family, a loving mother, et cetera, that's the kind of nuclear examples that a lot of people in the United States need, and that's a good thing. I was glad to see him talk about those things. I'm glad to see him demonstrating those things. Youth services. For years, ladies and gentlemen, I've been saying that we ought to be, every American young person, when they reach the age of 18, if they're not still in college, in high school, the next year after they turn 18, 1 or 2 years, I don't care, at least 1 or 2 years, they should be required to inconvenience themselves on behalf of their country, military service, civil service, I don't care, for at least 1 year, maybe two. They get 3 hots in a cot and a stipend, and that's all they get, but they have to give something back to their country. That's very important. He talked about that, not in the same way that I'm doing, but he said youth services, if you will invest some of your time in community service, you'll get an education. Now, I don't know who's going to pay for all that, but I do like the direction that he's talking about. I wish we could do more of that. I wish he'd take it a little bit further. He also said government is not the solution for everything. I'm glad he said that. If he becomes president, he'll have an opportunity to put his money where his mouth is. I'm concerned that his actions won't follow up on those words, that government is not the solution for everything, because it certainly is not. Now, here's some things that concern me. He talked about the bad economy. You know, this is politics, ladies and gentlemen. Remember this. A lot of the things that you're going to hear over the next 2 months, you got to realize that it's politics, and some of it is going to be hyperbole, and it's either going to be a lot worse or a lot better than it really is. It's going to sound a lot worse or a lot better than it really is. The Democrats right now need us to believe that the economy is really bad. Well, guess what? We're having a tough time this year, but the economy is not as bad as it has been. Don't let anybody else tell you that. 10 till, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm talking about, I'm offering you my thoughts on Barack Obama's speech. I've already spoken about things I liked about his speech. There were several things that I liked about his speech besides the fact that he did a really good job. And now I'm talking to you about some of the things that concern me about his speech. And I mentioned the bad economy. You know what? Yeah, well, there's some things wrong with our economy. There's some things that are broken that need to be fixed. There's some systemic issues that we need to deal with. But you know what? Those things are not really as much the product of any particular administration as they are just the marketplace, things that happen in the marketplace. So you can't lay all that at the foot of politicians, although they do contribute. But if it is political, if any of the economy is caused by politicians, there's enough blame to go around. It's not any one party's problem or cause, I should say. Taxes. He talked about taxes. He says, and good for him for saying, you know, for taking the debate out right out there on the table about taxes. He says, I'm going to lower taxes on 90% of taxpayers. Well, guess what, folks? 10% of our taxpayers pay about 50% or more, maybe, of the total tax revenue that comes in. So that other 10% he wants to tax, they really are already paying a whole lot of that. By the way, I'm not in that group. I want you to know. But here was one thing that he said that he also wants to lower. He's going to raise capital gains, he says. He's already said that. But last night, for the first time, I heard him say he was going to lower capital gains for small businesses. Okay, that sounds pretty good, right? Well, let me tell you something, folks. From a tax standpoint, capital gains is not something, the capital gains tax is not something that's a big problem for small business owners. It's the income tax that's a big problem for small business owners. Not the capital, the marginal rates are the problem, not the capital gains, because by the time most small business owners have any kind of significant capital gains to pay taxes on, it's when they've divested of their business, hopefully for a lot of money, because that's what they worked hard for. It's my dream, it's your dream, right? So at that point, they would not be, maybe, you know, they might not be considered a small business at that point. By the time they get to that level, if they sell their business for $10 million, does Barack consider that to be a small business transaction? I'm concerned about that. I'm going to ask about that question. Lowering capital gains on small business is not what we need. Lowering the marginal rates, keeping marginal rates low for small business, that's what we need. Because, as you know, most of us pay taxes at the individual level. I have an S corporation. I'm incorporated, but it's an S corporation. That means any profits I may make in my company come completely to my personal tax return as income. And I got to pay all the taxes on that. So that's not capital gains. So don't be sidetracked by the idea that he's giving small business something he's throwing them a bone because he's going to lower capital gains on small business. That's not what we need. And I said the same thing about the recent legislation when the Congress raised the direct expensing, the Section 179 direct expensing from $125,000 to $250,000. I said that's no bone for us because most small business owners, the majority, vast majority, don't write off that much equipment in 1 year. So that didn't help us all that much. Regulations, they're inevitable. With the people that Barack Obama is going to be beholden to, the regulations are going to increase significantly. I'm concerned about that. Also, I'm concerned about other people, some of the specific people that Barack Obama will be beholden to, because these are the constituents that the Democrat Party are beholden to. Trial lawyers. Trial lawyers, ladies and gentlemen, are the predators of the marketplace. They're not good for the marketplace. He's also going to be beholden to unions. Unions' day has come and gone. It's not, unions are not a viable entity in the 21st century. They don't contribute to the economy in the 21st century, but Barack Obama will be beholden to them. He'll also be beholden, because his party is beholden, to the environmentalists, the people that where environmentalism is not the right thing to do, it's a religion. That kind of thinking, the cap and trade kind of thinking, where we're gonna lower our emissions, never mind the impact on the economy, that kind of thinking is not going to be good for anybody, and he's going to be beholden to them because his party's beholden to them. Okay, now I've given you some of the good things, some of the things I'm concerned about, and I will do the same thing with John McCain next week, within the next week. So, ladies and gentlemen, either way, isn't it great to be an American? Isn't it wonderful to see the spectacle of our political system coming together? Republican or Democrat, we ought to be proud of what's going on right now in the United States. I know I am. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be live on Labor Day right here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.